people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Peace Network. Yesterday, President Obama was talking about the tragedy that took place at Sandy Hook Elementary School and said, you know, if we could just save one child, if we could just save one child, we can't remedy all the problems of evil people in the world, but if we could just save one child, we should try to do it, shouldn't we? It was an impassionate plea. It really sounded so sincere. And yet, of course, there'd been one person with a gun at Sandy Hook Elementary School who could have defended those children. Why, most of the people who died there, the 26 people who died, would be alive today. But you see, it was the gun grabbers like President Obama who actually wouldn't allow anyone to have a gun. Certainly the laws that say there should be no guns in any school in the state of Connecticut, and as a result, no one had a gun. Had there been one person with a gun at Virginia Tech, 34 of those students wouldn't have died. Had there been a person with a gun to defend the students at Columbine High School, why, those students wouldn't have died. And certainly the NRA, to their benefit and to their credit, has run some ads simply pointing out that Barack Obama is a hypocrite, that the private school his daughters go to have 11 armed guards. The White House was furious. How dare they say that? How criminal it is to point out that they have armed guards at the school where Barack Obama's children go. But, of course, he doesn't want anybody to be armed. He wanted to take away the weapons from the people. And, ladies and gentlemen, there is a move towards a dictatorship in America. Once the land of the free and the home of the brave, and the financial and military power of the United States is being used to bring about a one-world government. We are now sending American troops into 35 African nations. Let me repeat that. We're sending American troops into 35 African nations to help to preserve democracy and freedom. And if you believe that, just like we brought freedom to Egypt and to Tunisia and to Libya, and now we're bringing freedom to Syria as we've slaughtered the children over there. Thousands have died, financed by your tax money. Almost 70,000 civilians have been killed in this, not civil war, but basically a war we are financing to overthrow the existing government and turn it over to the Muslim Brotherhood. And none of this makes sense unless you understand we are witnessing the fulfillment of prophecy today as the nations are being consolidated in preparations for their coming onslaught against Israel. And to help us understand what's taking place in this final countdown towards the fulfillment of prophecy is our good friend Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy has done a wonderful job, and if you haven't seen his DVDs on the final countdown, you need to get them. And, of course, hopefully we'll have number 5, each one with 5 DVDs in it. We're up to Final countdown, number five, Pastor Billy, you take over the story about what's really going on today.
Well, you're absolutely right, Dr. Monti. There's nothing is going to make sense with what we see in the news and what these people are doing and the atrocities until you understand the game plan. The game plan for all of us folks, so we're not caught off guard, so we are prepared, is found within the Bible. Unfortunately, our society has produced a scoffing society that mocks at the Bible, and so what happens is people don't pick it up. Now, if you think about it, from those people who don't want you to find out what they're up to, if their plans are actually recorded for us to read in the Bible, and they don't want you to find out, so they can continue to march towards all the atrocities they're doing in the greatest time of slavery mankind's ever seen, then the last thing they want you to do is to get in the Bible. And that's why they're producing. We were just talking about this last night in the study, preparing for another study I'm doing with biblical archaeology, and how do we know that we can really trust the Bible and its accuracy and all that stuff. And we're talking about just all the things that they find in the Bible that are exactly what the Bible says. The Israelites, the Bible says that they crossed through the Red Sea in the area there. And, gee, guess what they find when they go down there scuba diving? They find chariots. They find the wheels. They find human remains. They find horse remains. And that we kept laughing, so to speak, tongue-in-cheek in the study last night and said, well, how come they don't air that on the History Channel? We continued on, and we saw that what they've discovered, they literally just read the Bible and followed a roadmap. They came to the bitter waters right after that. Well, they continued to journey right out of that where they found the chariot wheels, and guess what they found? They found a spring there that was absolutely horribly bitter. They continued to move on, as the Bible said, and there was 70 palms and 12 springs. And guess what? They rounded the corner, and there it was, still there today. You could see it with your own eyes in the Sinai Peninsula, in Saudi Arabia, in that area there. They continued on. They actually found a giant split rock, and in that area, which, by the way, gets next to zero rainwater, in that area, the rock surrounding that area from where that split rock was is completely smooth, the granite rock, smooth through water, rapid water rushing through there. And that's what the Bible says, that when the Israelites cried out for water, Moses split the rock and water gushed forth. In fact, in that area, there's a huge basin that was like a miniature lake, and which fits the context, because the Israelites coming out of Egypt, there's about 2 million people estimated, so you would need a miniature lake. Well, that's exactly what they find. Then when they found them, went up onto the actual location for the Mount Sinai, at the very top of that mountain, it's completely charred black. So as you take a look at that, and none of the mountains around it are like that. Zero. It's the only one, and it's just the top portion of their actual video footage is a charred black. And so they went up there and go, well, maybe it's volcanic rock. No, they went up there and they busted several rocks open, and it's only on the outside. It looks like it's melted. Well, why is that important? Because the Bible says that God came down in fire on that mountain, and that's where he spoke with Moses and gave the Ten Commandments and the law, and et cetera. All these things can be verified, and that's what we were talking about last night. It's right there in the Bible. Okay, why don't they air that on the History Channel? Well, because they don't want you in the Bible, folks. They want you to mock the Bible. They want you to scoff the Bible. Why? Because then you'll pick it up and read it. And if you read it, you'll find out why these people are doing. Why are they now pushing for gun control? Well, because the Bible says in the last days, amongst many other things, there's going to come, as you rightly stated, Dr. Monteith, a one-world government. And it's going to be led by the Antichrist. It's going to get to the point where one man is literally going to be able to rule the whole planet, to the point where he's going to have absolute global control, to where literally he is going to control what people buy and sell on the whole planet. Folks, we're seeing that happen before our very eyes. And what's sad is they're like that close to pulling it off. And the Bible's warned us about it for 2,000 years, but people just won't pick it up, okay? And part of the reason why that's taking place is because of another sign that we know we're living the last days. It's called the rise of falsehood.
And you hold that thought, hold the thought, Pastor Billy. We'll be back with the rise of falsehood.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Dan, I guess this morning, Pastor Tony Crone, we're talking about the final countdown. As we move towards a world government, as we move towards disarming the American people in preparation for the ruthless dictatorship and then the slaughter which will follow. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, you know, when you think, well, gee, what's the big deal with the gun control? Well, folks, you have many political rulers, the Stalin, Castro, and others, who were pro-gun control. And you think about it, you know, that's why our forefathers had the right to bear arms. And it wasn't just, as you know, I'm assuming your listeners know, it wasn't just in our Constitution, well, it's a nice thing to have a gun. That was to protect us from tyranny, protect us even if our government got bad. And that's, you know, what we have it in there for. And it's you know, so if you're going to begin to take over our freedoms even more so than what's already been done, then you're going to have to do away with that. You're going to have to pacify the populace, and you're going to have to get rid of those people that would resist. And folks, it's happening before our very eyes, and it's just unfortunate. But again, we shouldn't be overly surprised in one sense, because again, the Bible's been warning us about this time. We just happen to believe, I believe, in those days when it's coming to pass. We are headed for a one-world government that's going to be combined with a one-world economy that's going to be led by the Antichrist himself. The economy is going to literally be put into, the planet is going to be put into 10 chunks, the Bible says, 10 kingdoms. And once that gets into the 10 groupings, and that's exactly what we're seeing on the planet. We're seeing all these unions taking place. The first big one, of course, was the European Union, but that's not the only one. There's, you know, they're talking about a South American Union, they're talking about a Pacific Asian Union, they're talking about all these unions, and this is, you know, for the first time in mankind's history, we're seeing countries come together and unite in these chunks. Well, the Bible says we're going to end up with 10 of those. And at one point, once all those come together for, you know, economic stability and control, and that's what everybody's crying out for, that they're going to give their power over to the Antichrist. And then once he has that power, then he literally, it's all going to be connected electronically, which is another sign we're heading towards a cashless society, and to keep it electronic. And literally, then he's going to have the ability over the whole planet, just like the Bible says, to implement what's called the mark of the beast, where he is going to have power. Unless you receive his mark in your right hand or your forehead, you're not going to be able to purchase anything. You won't buy, you won't sell. You're going to be shut out of the system unless you worship this guy. And folks, what I just shared with you, this isn't science fiction. This isn't something that's, well, maybe they'll have the technology in 50 years or 100 years. No, it's right now. It's available now, okay, and we're marching towards that. So once you even know that, and there's much more the Bible talks about, how do you know that we're getting close to the last days, that pay attention to the Jewish people, modern technology, all this worldwide upheaval going on, earthquakes, famines, pestilence, wars, signs in the sky, the planet upheaval, just all kinds of stuff, falsehood, wickedness, the society is going to get absolutely crazy wicked. And not only that, unfortunately, the church is going to go down the tubes, the rise of apostasy. You're going to see this push for this one world religion, that all religions, you know, are going to come together. And, you know, we've got actual footage of at the Vatican, that they have all the religions of the world have come there and actually did their sacrifices and prayed their prayers. And Pope John Paul II got up there and said they're all worshiping the same God. It's just, I mean, the actual footage. It's like, well, you can't deny this. And it's all happening, folks, right now. Most people don't get it, even if they do see it, because they don't understand the Bible. And again, the reason why is because people want to say that the Bible's not trustworthy, it's not true. And yet, you know, another thing we're talking about last night, Dr. Monteith, in our study, is we're talking about the veracity of the Scripture and how it's unlike any other book on the planet. It really did come from God. And the hypocrisy of people, you know, just to give you an example, the writings of Plato, folks, the philosopher, we only have 7 copies of his writings on the planet, 7, and they're 1,200 years removed from the original, okay? Aristotle, we've got, I think, 49 copies, and his writings are 1,400 years removed from the original. And so nobody ever questions the authenticity of that, right? I mean, I've had secular philosophy and secular college and ethics and morals, and I never once in either one of those classes remember any student, let alone the teacher, saying, excuse me, I'm really having a problem with studying Plato and Aristotle here as we try to understand logic and ethics and morals. Because we only have 7 copies of Plato's writing. They're 1,200 years removed from the original. How do we know that they're even accurate? We don't have the original copies. So how can we even trust what we're studying right now? Nobody says that. People accept at face value. That never even comes up. Now, listen, we have portions of the New Testament within 25 years of writing, not 1,200 years, and we have 24,000-plus copies, which the more copies you have, you can ensure to the act of the original. But people scoff at that. In fact, this is one thing they don't tell you, folks, and once again, why don't they put this on the History Channel? Well, it's because it would show that the Bible's real, and it's true and trustworthy, and it did come from God, is they found something else with the Dead Sea Scrolls. Okay, why they don't air this? You know, they talk about Dead Sea Scrolls. And first of all, when the Dead Sea Scrolls came out, folks, it was 1,000 years earlier, the copy of the Old Testament that we had. And so when the Dead Sea Scrolls came out, the skeptics jumped on it and said, ah, ha, 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 we got proof. There's going to be so many errors because this copy is 1,000 years earlier than the copy that we were using to produce the Old Testament today. And they were convinced that there was all kinds of errors. No, there literally wasn't. The only differences that they had were minor variances like spelling or punctuation. And the only reason why there was that was because the Qumran community that they found that they spoke with a different dialect of Hebrew. Okay, for instance, you know, even today we would say theater. You go to a theater, and we would spell it T H E A T E R. Well, you have people today that would go to a theater, but they spell it T H E A T R E. Is that a major doctrinal difference? Is that no? It's just a difference. It's a different dialect. People today would say Savior, S A V I O R. Well, some people still today. I would say S-A-V-I-O-U-R. Okay, that's the same thing. That's the, quote, differences that we have 1,000 years later. It's just a different dialect. There's zero doctrinal differences, no variances from what we have today. Absolutely amazing, reliable transmission standards, okay, which, again, proves the reliability of the Scripture. But also what they found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, and I think it was cave number 7, is, and it sat there for a long time because they had assumed it was fragments from the Old Testament, which is written in Hebrew, but it wasn't, and it was written in Koine Greek. Well, that is New Testament writing. That's what the New Testament was written in. And so when they finally realized that, oh, this has nothing to do with the Old Testament, this is Greek, they began to read it, and it's portions of different books within the New Testament. Now listen, prior to that discovery, we had portions of the Gospel of John within 25 years of it being written, which is amazing, because remember, Plato, we have only 7 copies, 1,200 years removed from the original, and yet we had a portion of John within 25 years. But after what they found in that cave there with the Dead Sea Scrolls, the portions of the New Testament, okay, this is what we have. We now have portions of the Gospel of Mark within 13 years of the actual writing. We have portions of the Book of Romans within 11 years, portions of the Book of James in 8 years, Acts, the Book of Acts within 5 years, 1 Timothy within 5 years, and listen to this, 2 Peter, we have portions of the book of 2 Peter the exact same year that it was estimated to be written. And yet people want to scoff the authenticity and the veracity of the Bible. It's crazy, folks. And again, and this is history. This is discovery. This is things that are out there. Okay, and you would think, well, whether you agree with biblical history or not, you're supposed to be a History Channel. Why don't you report it? because they don't want you to get into the Bible. They want you to scoff at it. They want you to mock at it. Why? Because in the Bible tells you, folks, why the guys are doing what they're doing today. Even the news with gun control. Well, why is that important? Because the Bible says we're headed towards that, a one-world government. And since America is part of the world, guess what? We're going to go for it, too. Okay? And, you know, many people, they often ask, you know, hey, Pastor Billy, do you think that America is going to be, is mentioned in the book of Revelation? You know, and or why don't we see more obvious signs of it? Well, my belief is that's probably because America, as we know it, folks, isn't going to be in existence. We know from the Bible that the world, the planet, is going to be split up into 10 different chunks. And I think America is just going to be combined into that. People want to scoff and mock. Still, to this day, about another union called the North American Union, whether it remains that name remains to be seen. But we still see Canada, United States, and Mexico working together to combine the countries with their currency and things of that nature, their commerce, all that stuff, to be combined into one, to strengthen themselves just like the European Union and the nations. And you think that's crazy. And people think, well, it's a dead deal because the highway that they were wanting to build from Mexico all the way up through Texas, all the way up to Canada to connect the three countries is dead. No, it's not. Get out there and research, folks. It's not dead. It's still moving forward. And it's just, and so I really think that America, as we know it, is going to be lumped into one of these unions. You're thinking, that's crazy. I mean, we're a patriotic people. That'll never happen. Well, folks, number one, you look at the generations that are coming up. How patriotic are they? How much of true American history, the roots of our founding father and our Christian nation, how much do they really know? Okay? Next to zero, because they're rewriting the history in the textbook. Number two, how much do they really care? Okay? How much of them really have a backbone, like our founding fathers, who would stand up, who would say, give me liberty or give me death? No. How have they been conditioned? They've been conditioned with the bread and circus, the same lie that the Roman leadership did on the Roman populace. Give them bread, give them circus, they don't care who rules them. And that's the average Joe six-pack today. Just give me my six-pack of beer, so to speak. Tell me the economy's going to be fine. Give me my sports and entertainment. I don't care who rules me. That's the average person today here in America. Okay? Now, even if you did resist, okay, they have a plan. You're going to be a threat. And then you start to put all this together, and then you see, well, let's start taking away that threat. How are you going to do it? Well, let's start taking away their ability to defend themselves. And that's what we see, folks. It's all there. It's all there in the Bible. I've shared this analogy before, but I'm trying to understand the geopolitical events. What's even going on here in America? Just the moral decay in our society and the rise of the craziness of our world spinning out of control and the economy and all this stuff. None of it will make sense. You're like looking at the economy and at one little piece of a puzzle, and you're going, "What?" And then you're looking at the moral decay. You're looking at that piece of puzzle and going, "That's kind of crazy." You're looking at the what's going on in America and the piece, and that doesn't fit. And it's like, what's going on over there? The Jewish people in the Middle East? Well, how's it, what? And you're looking at like different pieces of puzzle, and it's like, this doesn't fit together. Well, to use the analogy, if you have a 1,000-piece puzzle. Okay, very intricate, but nobody gave you the lid to the box, so you don't have any reference point. You don't see how it all puts together. Okay, but if somebody were to give you the lid, the picture, okay, then you could get the perspective and go, oh, okay, now I see how it fits together, and you could pretty well rapidly go from that point and start, okay, this goes here, this goes there, okay, that connects with this, and that's connected to this. Oh, it's starting to make sense. I see the big picture. Folks, that's what the Bible does, okay, and that's what we have tried our best to provide you with this study, the Final Countdown. It gives you the puzzle, the picture to the puzzle of what's going on in the world, okay? And once you see God's game plan, and we just share with you 10 things, Jewish people, modern technology, worldwide people, the rise of falsehood, the rise of wickedness, the rise of apostasy, a one-world religion, a one-world government, a one-world economy, and the mark of the beast, that's your outside picture of the box. But once you even understand those 10 basic things in Bible prophecy, folks, you'll understand. You'll understand exactly how all the pieces fit together, okay? But that's why they want you to mock and scoff at the Scripture, so you won't get in there and pick it up. And yet the irony is, the Scripture predicted in 2 Peter that in the last days, guess what kind of society we'd have? A scoffer society, scoffing. People would scoff, and they would mock, where's this coming? You know, nothing ever changes. It's always been the same since the beginning, blah, blah, blah. The same thing that's going on today. But part of that scoffing society, we deal with this in our study, is falsehood. Okay, the Bible clearly says it's the time of the 7-year tribulation leading up to it is going to be a time of massive, massive, massive deceit. You talk about liars, 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 pants on fire. Okay, and we see that in the news, we see it everywhere, but that's characteristics of the last day society. Okay, and this is the very first thing that Jesus said to his disciples when they asked him, you know, when's this going to happen? Matthew 24. What's going to be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And the first thing that Jesus said out of his mouth was, watch out that no one deceives you. And he says at that time, many people are going to turn away from the faith. They're going to betray and hate each other. There's going to be many false prophets. They're going to appear and they're going to deceive many people. Okay. And then he goes on and says, see, I told you ahead of time. In other words, he says, you need to be on your guard. You need to see to it characteristically of the last days that nobody deceives you. There's not only going to be false prophets, and we see those today. There's not only going to be false Christ, people claiming to be Jesus, and we see that all over the planet today. But there's going to be false teachings. In fact, the false teachings are going to be so powerful that it comes very close to deceiving even the elect, the scripture has to say. And one of those false teachings that we deal with on this study that is helping to actually usher in this Antichrist kingdom is the lie of evolution.
Pastor Billy, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry there in Las Vegas?
Sure. You can reach us at our main media website. That's getalifemedia.com. Getalifemedia.com. That's G-E-T-A-L-I-F-E-M-E-D-I-A.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area and you want to join us live for studies, you're more than welcome at sunriselv.com. SunriseLV is in Las Vegas.com, Sunrise Baptist Church. Or you can just search for my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And Pastor Billy, of course, is doing, once again, the final countdown. He did it about 5 years ago, and we distributed the 10 DVDs of this series. Well, so far, why he's put together, we have the first five, each one with 5 minutes, so that's about 25 or 26 DVDs in the final countdown, and we're a long way from being through with it. But if you're interested in getting this series of DVDs, and I can assure you they're well worthwhile watching, Barbara and I watch them whenever they come out, always look forward to them. Why, it's the final countdown, each one with 5 DVDs in the set. So, Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, you know, and again, we're talking about the rise of one world government and gun control and all things that are going on in the world and the clamps coming down and losing our freedoms and then all the atrocities. You know, you open up the program and the things that are going on over in Africa and the atrocities and the children being murdered, people being murdered. And, we talked before about these guys, this stated goal on record is they want to annihilate 90% of the population of the planet because they're trying to create their own utopia. As wicked as evil as it is, folks, that's clearly been recorded. You're thinking, man, that's horrid. I mean, how can we go from a Judeo-Christian ethic? How can we go from a belief in God that we're accountable to God, that life is special, that He's the author of life, that we're also accountable for behavior to God, to just unbridled sin and murder and just how could that happen in such a short amount of time? Well, it's because there's a falsehood that's come upon the planet, which again Jesus said, you better watch out for. Okay, false Christ, false teachers, and false teaching are going to come. Okay, and one of those false teachings is the lie of evolution. You think, well, what's that got to do with Bible prophecy? Well, it's got everything to do with it. Because of the lie of evolution, it's produced this wicked society. It's produced the so-called justification for these guys to annihilate 90% of the population of the world as their stated goal. Why? Because, haven't you heard, according to evolution, the strongest, the fittest shall survive. Same thing that Hitler ran with. He not only was an occultist, he was also an evolutionist. And the reason why he was starting with the Jewish people first is called his hit list, because they were on the bottom of his evolutionary scale. If he could have accomplished that, then he would have not stopped, folks. You need to understand, he was working towards his master race, the Aryan race, and, evolution, natural selection. And he needed to get rid of the inferior races. The Jewish people were on the bottom of the list. The ones up from that, if he could have finished with the Jewish people, he was going with the black African peoples. If he was done with that, then he'd move up to the Orientals until he literally had annihilated the planet and leaving only the pure race, the Aryan race, to bring in this great millennium, blah, blah, blah. And that's what the guy really believed, okay? And that's what he was putting into place. Well, folks, it's being repeated today on an even bigger scale, even much more sneaky behavior behind the scenes, but it's all coming out in the open. And you're thinking, man, that's horrific. How could these guys do it? Well, again, thanks to, unfortunately, the lie of evolution, and it's a lie, then it gives them the justification. And it also explains why our society is getting so incredibly wicked. Why? Because it's pure logic, folks. A person behaves based upon what they believe. What you believe determines your behavior. And if you believe that there is no God, which is what the lie of evolution says, then you're going to act like it, right? If you believe that there's no reason for life, then you're going to take life so very flippantly. Even for shoot somebody for a pair of sneakers or because they look at you cross-eyed. And that's what we see happening today. And then if you're taught from wee high that you came from a worm, that there's no special uniqueness about your existence, unlike what the Scripture says, that we're created specially in the image of God for a special purpose. And then if you're told from wee high from 3 years old, they cram you into preschool, that you came from an ape, why are we shocked when kids grow up and they act like an ape? It's common sense. Okay, so how do we so rapidly get into a spiral of wickedness in our society and these guys spiral upwards and towards pushing for this global government and all these atrocities they're doing around the world, including the annihilation of 90% of the planet? Because of evolution. Because if there is no God, guess what? You get to make up the rules, don't you? Okay, and that's what they're doing, folks. And so we think that evolution has everything to do to explain what's going on in our world, certainly when it comes even to Bible prophecy. And so on this study, this new version of the Final Countdown, we've taken two DVDs, tried my best to compress basically 41 DVDs that I've taught in the past on the live evolution from about every gamut I can think of, and deal with the actual scientific data, geological data, archaeological data, just pure logic and common sense, and expose just what a bankrupt lie it really is. And it's all there to get us away from the Judeo-Christian mindset so they can replace our minds with a godless mind so they can continue to do their godless things and even get us, schnooker us, into going along with it. Like it's our patriotic duty to, yes, let them get rid of us. You want to know where we're heading towards, folks? There's this old science fiction movie called Logan's Run. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but you can check it out, called Logan's Run. And part of Logan's Run was just a self-contained little society, okay, and the people reach a certain age, and they turned it into almost a religious duty. It's almost a joyful privilege that at a certain age, you have to die, okay? And you know, it's kind of a crazy society. Well, folks, we're heading towards that society. And that's what they're working towards, and getting control of the government, getting control of the health care. You know, it's already been documented. That's what's coming out with this new health care law, with death panels. And they're going to determine, you know, who gets to have that care. And it's not strange just here to America. It's happening in other places around the world, where somebody is now going to dictate how long you get to live, you know. And you think, man, this is crazy. But I'm telling you, You know, that's probably because you're thinking this, you know, you have a Judeo-Christian mindset that's wrong. But again, if evolution is true, who determines what's right and wrong? If we came from the goo to the zoo to me and you, who determines what's right? Well, it's he who's the strongest, the fittest, who's got the most gold, the most weapons, et cetera, blah, 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 whatever. You get to decide, okay, the king of the hill, so to speak. And that's what these people are doing. All of that is quote-unquote justified, okay, with the live evolution, okay? And then they're trying to condition you and I to go along with this. You know, and that's with a whole other lie, with the lie of the environmental movement, that in order to save the planet, we have to submit to this, you know, with Agenda 21, where they dictate everything we do, what we eat, where we go, our job. You know, everything will be monitored, because don't you know, if you don't let us take absolute control of the planet, including your lifespan, that Mother Earth will destroy herself, and for the sake of the common good of humanity, please, you need to succumb to this global planetary control to save the planet. And so they almost make it sound like Logan's Run, like, oh, it's so great, we're saving the planet, and okay, yeah, so I guess my time's up, but that's okay, I'm helping to save the planet. Folks, no, they killed you. They got rid of you. It's crazy. But again, none of this will make sense until you understand a Bible prophecy. But again, evolution. And we don't have much time, but I just want to give you a little, just a sneak peek of just how ludicrous evolution is. And probably one of the biggest ways to show that is with what's called the argument of intelligent design, which is nothing new. This is
what
the
Bible says. Hold that thought, Pastor Billy. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Internet.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. It's the last segment of this morning's program. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, again, just a little sneak peek of just some of the information you get on the DVDs, but to show you how bankrupt evolution is, which, again, the context is that's what they need to justify what they're doing here in the last days with the one-world government, et cetera, because if there is no God, then you get to make up the rules, including the atrocities that we see today. But the Bible clearly says in the book of Romans chapter 1, that how do you know that God's real? How do you know that he exists? Well, it says that for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. In other words, nobody's going to stand before God and say, hey, I just didn't have enough evidence you were real. Okay? No, he says there's tons of evidence in everything that he's made, in his creation. And this is what's called the argument of intelligent design, which logically states this, that if you see design in something, like in a watch, then logically you don't say, oh, that evolved in a ditch over here across the street over a million years. No, you don't even go there. You just logically go, oh, it was made by a watchmaker. Somebody designed it. And so if you see design in something else, including our bodies or animals or the universe or bacteria or anything else in life, then logically, just like with a watch, it implies a designer. Okay, and this is why they're trying, not even trying, they have put up an absolute, complete battle to keep this out of the schools, out of the textbooks. They fired teachers, they fired professors, they fire anybody, they get rid of anybody, they lose their tenure, they lose their job. Of anybody who disagrees with evolution. That's well documented, folks, okay? We like to think that this is just an open forum and everybody's trying to get us the best possible education. No, it's indoctrination in this live evolution. But let me give you just some examples, folks, that we are completely designed by God. There's no way this could happen by chance. Our kidneys, folks, contain approximately 280 miles of tubes and they filter 185 quarts of water a day from our blood. It's a massive, sophisticated, intricate plumbing system. And we all know that the plumbing in our houses or the workplace that you're at right now, it all evolved there over millions of years through slime and goo, right? Your plumbing system, correct? No, that would be ludicrous to say that. Well, here you have something infinitely more complex, and this is just the kidneys, okay, than your plumbing system in your house or even your workplace, and yet you're going to say that did. The heart, it pumps 5,000 gallons of blood a day. It beats approximately 100,800 times a day, or 2,500,000,000 times in an average lifetime. How would you like to have that efficiency in your engine, in your vehicle? Oh, that's right. We all know that vehicles, the way that they the engines are made, and the Ford and Chevy, and they put them all in their vehicles, is they wait for a tornado to go through a junkyard, and then after the tornado's gone through, they pick up all the engines and put them in their vehicles. No, that would be ludicrous, right? Those are made, those are designed, those are put together by an engineer. Okay, well then, our heart is much more efficient than that. You're going to say that did? Our bodies, our brains, our brain weighs about 3 pounds, contains 12 billion cells. Each one's connected to 10,000 other brain cells, making 120 trillion connections. The brain controls our hearing, our sight, our smell, our speech, our eating, resting, learning, and it stores so much memory data by the age of 40, it would take the entire state building full of computers just to store the same amount of information. Wow, that's a pretty complex a computer. And we all know that computers are the way that we get them. We wait for an explosion, a bomb to be dropped on a Radio Shack. And then we hurry up and get there before the emergency crew does, and we pick up these perfectly formed computers. from all the resistors that were just on the shelves, and they magically appeared. And no, that would be crazy to say that, right? Well, folks, our brain is much more sophisticated than any computer we could ever come up with, and yet you're going to say that did? And then you put it all together. Our bodies, folks, has anywhere from 50 trillion cells, okay, estimated, which, by the way, all have to be there fully functioning in order for you and I to exist. What good would it be if you only had a half a kidney? What good would how long would you live if you had only evolved one half of a lung, but yet no heart? Well, you have to have lungs and heart. Oh, but that's right. You don't only have to have a lung and a heart. You have to have a brain that controls that. Oh, but you don't have to have a brain and a heart. You need the skeletal structure. Oh, but you don't need all that. You need the muscles and the tendons to keep it all together. Oh, and some skin because, you know, it gets awfully cold and to kind of keep it all together. And that's right. And, oh, that's right. You need a pancreas. You need a stomach. You need a digestive system. You need all this to function all at the same time. If you were only just one of those things, even if it was fully formed, how long would you live? You wouldn't. Okay, it has to be there all at the same time, or you wouldn't live. And then, if you're going to procreate, you need to have a carbon copy of you of the opposite sex. What are the odds of that? Okay, it's absolutely ludicrous to believe in that. And that's why the experts are saying, folks, that thinking that all of life came about by a random chance, okay, is about as intelligent as saying give enough time and chance that a Scrabble factory could explode enough times until the letters eventually land out to perfectly spell out the book War and Peace. It's impossible. Or that, speaking of tornadoes, that a tornado could whip through a junkyard, leaving behind a perfectly formed Boeing 747. Okay, and not just you, but you and your entire extended family, listen to this, are more likely to win the lottery every week for 100 years. Did you catch that? Not just you winning the lottery every week for 100 years, but you and your entire extended family are more likely to win the lottery every week for 100 years than it is for even a so-called single bacteria to ever form by chance. That's pure logic. That's mathematics, folks. It's impossible. It would take more faith to believe that than it is to believe that we came from a designer, i.e. from God. It's crazy, folks. The DNA molecule is 45 trillion, not million, not billion, 45 trillion times more efficient than the silicon megachip, which, by the way, was made by teams of designers. There is no such thing as a simple cell. That's a lie. Okay, the supposed simplest of all cells is called the paramecium, and it's actually more complex than the space shuttle, which, by the way, did not come from the goo to the zoo to me and you. It was built by men, by engineers. It's one of the most complex machines we have ever built in the history of mankind that we know of, folks. And so if those things didn't happen by, quote, chance, then how could all of life happen by chance? It's the most ludicrous belief system on the planet when you peel away the lies. Well, why do people believe it? Because they know the axiom, folks. You repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, and often enough, people will believe it. They have control of the media. They have control of the educational system. And so you just keep pumping it in people's brains, okay, that it's true, it's true, it's true, it's true. And at the same time, what you do is you silence any evidence to the contrary. You know, because, I thought we were supposed to be taught how to think critically, which means you need to look at both sides. Whether or not you want to agree in the biblical worldview, shouldn't you at least be given the opportunity to look at the evidence for intelligent design, which many scientists believe, and they're not even Christians, and they're not even promoting the Judeo-Christian God, but they see that it's...
We're out of time, Pastor Billy. We'll talk to you again next month. But thanks so much for being with us this morning.
God bless.
See you real soon. Bye-bye.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survived, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you're interested in getting past Billy's, our DVDs, they come in the packets, and each one with five DVDs in it. Part one, part two, part three, part four, and now we have part five of the Final Countdown. And of course, there's a lot of great video footage there, all these things that make this story ever so real. And basically, of course, we're being lied to. The media is controlled. The educational system is controlled. They've even infiltrated our religious seminaries and changed both the music and the message of the church. And we never talk about fear of God today. And we should fear him because, of course, he is going to bring his vengeance upon nations that turn against him. And tragically, America has turned against God. And our military forces are over there in the Near East, the Middle East, bringing governments to power under Sharia law, which, of course, hates the God of the Bible. And, of course, we're imposing the Muslim Brotherhood on all of the nations we're toppling with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen, as they use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world society that hates Christianity. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on today makes sense. Well, certainly we hope many of you out there will, if you're in a position, will help us as we maintain our network of over 50 stations and outlets every single week, or at least somewhere in America, people are learning the truth. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our four best CDs or tapes of the month, or certainly get our newsletter, or just subscribe to the newsletter, or donate to Radio Liberty. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we hope that you'll listen to our programs at RadioLiberty.com. You can hear them on iPhone, iPad, Internet, even a cell phone. If you have unlimited minutes, you can listen. We have people all across America who listen to our programs on the cell phone by calling 1-800-544-8927. And there you can find the telephone number to dial with your cell phone. And we have fascinating guests like Pastor Billy and others who will explain to you what's really going on in the world today, the true nature of the spiritual battle that's being waged for the souls of men and for the survival of Christian civilization. But without a massive revival, I do not see America surviving as a nation. We're a bankrupt nation. 46 cents out of every dollar that's spent has to be borrowed. You can only do this for a short period of time. And they're not planning on America surviving. They're planning on taking us into another terrible, terrible war. And, of course, whether there'll be an electromagnetic pulse attack on America, whatever it is, remember, America is not mentioned in biblical prophecy. All we read about is the last Babylon, mother of harlots. And, of course, this great structure is to be destroyed. And how do we know? Why do we think this is America? Why? Because it's the economic center of the world. And the merchants all throughout the world weep when Babylon is destroyed, because now they no longer have any ability to trade. And how are they trading? They're trading, in my estimation, using American dollars and the dollar is going to be destroyed. And that is the purpose of the invisible government that controls us today. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Of course, we hope you'll want to get a case of them and distribute them, and you'll get them at very low price. If you'll get us a case of the book, then you'll get a free 4-CD set or DVD that we produced to help defray the cost of shipping. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our radio, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic